Political battle in Washington is prompting some Americans to ask if there's something wrong with the rules under which politicians are elected. Lawmakers seem exceedingly responsive to activists who vote in party primaries and often out of step with most Americans. Several states are trying to change the way congressional districts are drawn. NPR's Mara Liasson has the story.
John Fortier is the director of the Democracy Project at the Bipartisan Policy Center, which is working on ways to make politics less dysfunctional.
Our parties have become more polarized, and one thing that that means is that Republicans are sitting in pretty safe Republican seats and Democrats are sitting in safe Democratic seats. So really it is across the board. There are not as many centrists, not as many competitive seats.
During the government shutdown fight, we learned that conservative Republicans in the House answer to a different political calculus than national Republicans. They represent safe conservative districts, which meant they're more concerned about a primary challenge from the Tea Party than a general election fight with a Democrat. One reason is that congressional district boundaries are drawn by politicians to make their seats as safe as possible. It's a system where politicians get to choose their voters instead of the other way around. But several states are trying to change the redistricting process, which occurs once every 10 years after a new census is taken. Steve Green is a political scientist in North Carolina, where a bill to do just that is before the legislature.
It would take redistricting out of the hands of politicians and put it into the hands of a professional staff who would be forbidden from drawing those districts for political purposes.
Population, not political affiliation, would be the only criteria. And that, says Green, would be a big change for North Carolina's congressional district map.
Right now, North Carolina has 9 Republican seats and 4 Democratic seats in a variety of really crazy shapes, to be honest. That has got to be one of the most effective gerrymanders in what is really essentially a 50-50 state.
Several states already have a bipartisan or nonpartisan redistricting process, including California, which enacted another reform aimed at limiting hyperpartisanship. It's called the Top Two Primary. It was passed by a voter referendum and spearheaded by Steve Peace. Peace is a former Democratic state legislator who's also famous for something else. When people meet him, they often say,
"Aren't you the guy that did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?" And I generally say guilty.
Yes, Peace is responsible for the 1970s cult movie series, which he says was really about politics.
Killer Tomatoes was, I hate to have people take it too seriously, it is about Killer Tomatoes, but it also really was about government dysfunction and about the absurd way in which we react and overreact to crisis.
With the top two primary system, Peace set out to make California politics a little less absurd and a little less partisan. Here's how it works. There's just one open primary in each congressional district. All the candidates are on the ballot, Republican, Democrat, third party. Any registered voter can participate. The top two candidates go on to the general election. In extremely conservative districts, that's often 2 Republicans. In very liberal districts, it's sometimes 2 Democrats. The law went into effect just last year, so it's too early to draw conclusions, but Steve Peace says it's already having an effect on elected officials.
It's not about who gets elected. It's about how they behave after they get elected. The truth is most politicians are far more reasonable human beings than we appear to be in public because we all act like idiots trying to appeal to that narrow partisan base that we're dependent upon for reelection in 95% of these legislative and congressional districts. You could see the evidence of that in this last shutdown vote.
Peace points out that one half of California's Republican Congress members broke with the Tea Party on the shutdown. In Washington state, where nonpartisan primaries have been in place since 2008, all the Republican Congress members voted against the shutdown. Dan Schnur, a former Republican strategist who now runs the Jesse Unruh Center of Politics at the University of Southern California, says the combined effect of nonpartisan redistricting and the top two primary is making the state's politics less polarized.
What that's done is it's created a much more responsive group of legislators and congressional members because they know that their reelection is not solely dependent on the ideological base of their own party. They can actually work across party lines without having to worry about the Tea Party or MoveOn running a primary challenge against them.
Democrats still have a strong majority in California's legislature, but those Democrats' voting records are becoming more moderate and pro-business. And says Schnur, there are lessons for Republicans in these changes.
At the national level, you're just beginning to see the so-called Republican establishment starting to try to figure out a way to push back against the Tea Party. These type of reforms wouldn't eliminate conservative Republicans any more than they'd eliminate liberal Democrats. But what they would do is eliminate the disincentive for a Republican, either moderate or conservative, to find ways to work with people on the other side of the aisle.
The purpose of changes like the top two primary and nonpartisan redistricting is to try to realign the political incentives for elected officials so that serving the public and getting reelected are not in conflict. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You hear Mara on Morning Edition from NPR News.